You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I am Paris.
All right, we are back with another episode with my sis. And we won't be talking about any of the projects except
anything outside of movies and television.
Thank you. So let's do this. You mentioned in the past that you want to make 80 films by the time you turn 50.
Mm-hmm.
What other career goals do you have for the future?
Okay, so here are my career goals for the future. I will be owning multiple grocery stores across the country. I will be a very good farmer. That's very good to my farm peoples that work with me on my farmlands. I will own a lot of lands. I will. You know what I want to do? That's, I don't know. I know it ain't legal in California, but I want like a little house like on the prairie. But you know how like back in those times, in the wagon and horse times, when you passed away, your family would bury you in the family cemetery on your land. I want that. I want all my family to be buried there. I don't want them all to die at one time or nothing like, but I want my own family cemetery at my house, preferably where I'm, and then I don't have to pay taxes.
Really?
Girl, yeah, you don't know about that?
No.
Cemeteries don't pay taxes. And then they passed this law back in like 1920 or something, 1930, whatever. And in certain states, you can't have a family burial ground on your land. And why is that? Well, they try to make it like health issues, but that ain't it. It's because you won't have to pay taxes on that property.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And they want to collect the property tax.
Interesting. I love that book, The Last Black Unicorn. Mm-hmm. So good.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I pull it all out in that one. But what about Layla, The Last Black Unicorn? Have you read this one yet?
No.
Layla, The Last Black Unicorn is a children's book that is based off of, it's about a black unicorn, and the black unicorn is me, and it's based off my experience of like going to school and not really wanting to go to school, but then like finding out that me being different is okay. It's okay to be different. Like, you know, they make kids feel so weird. The kids make each other feel, well, not thinking it's an adult thing, like somebody's parent taught them that, whatever. I don't know, but if you're different, that's okay to be different. Yeah. There's something special about you being different. I used to always try to figure out, how can I fit in? What can I do to fit in? Like, I don't have those kind of shoes. Maybe I'll make those shoes, which made me very creative. I mean, you should have seen my makeshift Nikes. I like drew my own swoosh on it. And you should have seen the stick figure that I drew that was like trying to make a dunk. Like, it's so stupid. Yeah. But I used to make my own cross colors, like try to make my own, like, you know, FUBU and all this stuff that was like hot back
FUBU,
in the 90s.
Yes.
Yeah, remember that?
Love.
Like, I used to try to make my own version of those things. And it was, you know, and kids would make fun of me, But then cut to, we have to do some art project, some crafting, and I know how to do that because I've been making up the fake shoes and the fake clothes and the fake whatever that I knew how to do it. So then we got an A, you know, and then Tiffany's so cool. So it's like, just because you're different or, you know, you have some unique skill, don't shy away from that. Actually lean into it. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming out with a whole series of Layla, the Last Black Unicorn. Like, you know, she deals with all these different, you know, experiences that you deal with as a young person trying to make it in school and be cool. And it's like, hey, you don't got to worry about being cool. If you just be yourself, you'll automatically be cool. Like, I was probably the weirdest kid in school, but I was also the most popular and most protected after a while. After I did a few cool things.
That's so cute.
Like mascotting and stuff. But my next book, I'm dropping another book at the top of next year, called Tiffany Haddish, I Curse You With Joy. Because people always are putting curses on people like, oh, fuck them. You're this person. Fuck her. You're garbage. You're this. You're a horrible person, whatever. And it's like, that's a curse that you're putting on somebody. Why don't you ever put out some positivity? Yeah. And then whatever you say, you know, whatever you say, it's going to come back to you. It goes out, it's going to come back. So watch your mouth. And so I'm just talking about like all my experiences since I wrote the last book in like how I've been able to handle and deal with some of the stuff. And I'm spilling some tea in there too. It's some tea in there. It's delicious. That's a good book.
I'm so happy that you met my son Phoenix today.
Yes. He's so cute. Thank you. I thought he was much older than what he is. He's going to be tall.
Yeah. He's so tall.
Oh my goodness. Like, get him ready for basketball, girl.
That's what Carter's saying.
Yeah, get him ready for the basketball. He gonna be ready.
Mm-hmm.
He has such a good personality, so sweet. He's like smiling, but then he's like, well, let me investigate.
Yes.
You do.
I know, I'm so obsessed. He's a Capricorn.
He's gonna keep a lot of secrets, you know.
Really?
Capricorns keep secrets.
Oh no.
Secret keepers. Yeah, watch them. Sneaky.
I want a little mama's boy who's gonna speak. All the time.
Yeah, he's gonna be loyal. He's gonna be very loyal. He's definitely gonna be a mama's boy. But you really want a mama's boy? Or do you want like a little man that's gonna help you and protect you?
Both.
Good.
Both sides.
You're gonna have it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is.
What do you ever wanna have kids?
Girl, I've been pregnant so many times. I don't know. I don't know if it's for me. I think I'm gonna end up adopting. And I was thinking about adopting like a 16 or 17 year old. So then I could just, you know, give them life skills and help them get through college. And then maybe they can run my companies. That might be too much. I don't know. But I don't want to adopt a baby. Like everybody's like, oh, you should just get a baby. But I don't want a baby. Because I remember being in the system and wondering why didn't nobody want me. So I want to get somebody that knows that I wanted them and that I want the best for them. Yeah. Not that I'm trying to like make money off of them or like, oh, you don't really love me, like, because they don't realize what you went through to get them. Like, it's somebody who's like, hey, my life was kind of messed up, and I came into Tiffany's life. Tiffany came into my life and just made it, like, everything got better. Some things got bad, some things good. Because it's not all going to be great, but it's going to be an opportunity for them to grow. That's what I think I want. I don't know what I want. I just want whatever God gives me. That's all I really, really want. Whatever God gives me.
You deserve the world.
I don't know what I feel. I don't know if I deserve the world. I don't know if I can handle the world. The world is a lot. I could just help you.
Loves that.
I don't know. I've raised so many kids already, too. It's so many kids that call me mom. It's a lot. One of them is 30, and I hate that they call me that. I'm like, do not call me that. You are 30. Like, you are taller than me. You look older than me some days. No, don't call me that. Like, but they're doing so good in life. I'm so proud of all of them. I feel like I already, they didn't come out of my body, but I'm so proud of all of them. They're doing so good. Nobody in prison or nothing. They doing so good that I don't know. Like, I don't know if I ever see another little Tiffany Haddish, but definitely. I got kids, just not out of my body.
You're amazing.
But I heard they're cloning, so I could spit in the tube and they could make a little me, I guess.
Yes.
uh,
I wish I had a couple of clones of me too.
I know. I wish we could get all the money together. We could work as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Maybe that will be the future for me. Little Tiffany Haddish clones. Like, and I get one that's like 19 in the 30-year-old version of me. And just put them to work.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun. I would even get the teenage version of me. I think all versions of all my years. I was a little bit of a headache at 20, though. I ain't gonna lie. I was really reckless at 20. 22, 23.
Yeah, I think we all were.
Yeah, and that's why I was like 25 did I like start having like common sense. But all before then, that was reckless times. Reckless.
We live and learn.
Mm-hmm. That part. But you gotta live.
Yeah.
If you're gonna learn.
Definitely have had lived life, for sure.
To the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this was so much fun. I can't wait to do it again. And I love you.
I love you too.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to I Am Paris. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at I Am Paris Podcast. Email us at paris@iheartradio.com. Be hot and subscribe now. Loves it.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.